The Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by our friends at Main Street Pharmacy. Located right on Main Street in Blacksburg, Virginia, Main Street Pharmacy is proudly owned by a Hokie family and has been a partner of this podcast since 2020. MSP offers free delivery, curbside pickup, and vaccinations as well. If you are a student or resident in the Blacksburg area, you can always trust that at Main Street Pharmacy, you are not just a number, you are a neighbor. All right, everybody, it is 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Rumor has it 4 cups of coffee and a Coke Zero already. So he's hot and ready to roll. And look, we got about 20 minutes. Coach is busy attacking spring ball. He's got a lot of responsibility. The media availability was great. If you want some schematical answers, we highly encourage you to check that out. We're just here to lob some questions we liked from the fan base over the fence, some rapid fire. But Coach Pry, how's it going? How you doing? What's going on?
Good, man. Good. I'm a little heavy. I got to work on that. I'm excited about spring workouts to trim up. But the guys had a great winter. It goes all the way back to the retention with the players, retention with the staff, the continuity that we're able to have moving forward. But then the winter workouts have been really good, competitive. The roster from top to bottom just looks better. There's more guys that you know more about that can execute at a high level and do things. So the skill set across the board is just improved. We're not where we need to be, but it's better. When I look back at winter workouts from last year, I mean, it's just night and day. So being able to keep all those guys, have that good group coming back, I mean, that's comforting. It's exciting.
So a lot of distractions, projections, all sorts of positive noise around the program. We showed up today in maroon effect because we're ready because we anticipate there might be some night games in Lane Stadium wearing all maroon. But the question from Hokie Fan 2040, how are you keeping the guys clear-minded when there's so much noise going on in the program? It seems like playoff dark horse this, Heisman this. That's all great. That's all grand. But at the end of the day, the work has to go in to accomplish what you all want to accomplish. So how are you keeping everybody focused?
Well, I tell you what, fortunately or unfortunately, we had a shit ton of noise last year. And it was mostly bad, right? We're 1-3. Everybody's chirping. I mean, just – and at that time, it was, the guys really learned how to ignore the noise, control what we can control. There's too many positives to build on. Just keep working. Trust the process. And so the message is the same. I told him, I said, I love that you're getting some pats on the back, but it doesn't mean shit. It really doesn't. Like, that's good. That's a great feeling for you. But understand, that doesn't have anything to do with how many ball games we win and how good we can be. Trust the process. Stay humble. Stay hungry.
Coach, going into spring practice, obviously with this noise, you got to hold yourself accountable and you got to obviously have some goals. I'm sure each position group has some goals as well. But what would you say is one goal that you're looking to leave spring practice having achieved?
I don't know if there is just one. I think if I had to say two, we have to continue to be great at the 100 level things. The fundamentals and techniques that are the same everywhere, the high school level, in college, in the NFL, we got to be great at those. Bill Belichick always talked about, even after those Super Bowl victories, going back to the basics. When they come back after the Super Bowl and they get back to work, it's back to the basics. We have to be great in those areas. So that, to me, we have to do that in the spring. I tell these guys all the time, your goal is to master your craft, to be the best, X receiver you can be. What's required to do that? Fundamentally and technique-wise, what do you have to be great at? To be the best Willie linebacker, to master your craft, what are the fundamentals and techniques that you have to be great at? you know, we got to identify, help those guys identify those things and find ways to improve in those areas. That's what the spring's about. And then secondly, we've got a lot of maturity on this team. It needs to evolve into leadership, into true leadership. And that happens in the winter, the spring, the summer. You know, guys step up, and we got great candidates. It needs to happen.
I know that success at Virginia Tech, and you've said this, it's going to require a dynamic quarterback, going to run the ball, going to play good defense, and you're going to lock down Virginia and recruit the footprint. Joshua Carter says, what is your assessment of the overall talent level of high school players in Virginia?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I think there's, you know, for years and years, there's been enough talent in the state to win a conference championship with. It's keeping them at home. You know, it's having enough of them come to Virginia Tech and chase their dreams and their successes in Blacksburg. You know, and we're making great headway there. You know, by no means are we where we need to be, but we're winning small battles all the time. You know, we're in conversations with the right guys. We're, you know, we're invested where we have, in most situations, the best relationship with a young man and his family. But the talent level is good enough. You look at what's happening in Richmond. You look at, you know, still you go to Virginia Beach, you're still going to find, you know, the 4- and 5-star guy that can be a difference maker in your program. You know, there's so much tradition across the Commonwealth, you know, great high school football. And, you know, I'm excited that we're investing in it the way we are. You know, to me, again, it's what's good for them is good for us and vice versa. You know, a really strong Tech program is good for high school football in the state. You know, we got our annual coaches clinic coming up next weekend. You know, we invite them in. We upgraded the steaks from 12 to 14 ounces. I encourage everybody to come out. We got some great guest speakers as well as our staff. You know, we did travel clinics. We did one in Richmond just recently. We did one out in Virginia Beach. I mean, you know, so we're doing the things necessary to have these great players in the Commonwealth recognize that, you know, there's some changes happening in Blacksburg.
So, Coach, you talk about development. You just alluded to growth, growth of stake, growth of young minds, growth of football players. As much as players develop, I always try to say everyone develops. Coaches develop, assistants develop. So you've assembled a really impressive young staff that has a ton of love for the school. And I think it's really unique that you all are extremely close. You vacation together. You spend time together. So what do you feel like as a group, as a staff, you all have learned in the first 2 years on the job and as well as you in the head seat?
That it's not easy. I've got a fantastic staff. They're right for Virginia Tech. They're right for our players. You know, the community's important to them. The high school coach relationships are important to them. The lettermen are important to them. Like, I don't have to coach that in them. That's who they are as coaches and people. So, you know, pouring it into our kids on and off the field. But, you know, it's been challenging just, you know, staying the course and trusting the process and not taking shortcuts to get where we want to go. To build a model that can be competitive and sustained. You know, where there is continuity and fluidity and recognition year after year of how we're going to do things and what it's going to look like. You know, and so for all of us who are anxious and want to win and want, you know, and know how great Virginia Tech can be, we got to trust the process and stay the course. Keep investing in the right things. So that's a constant reminder for all of us as a staff. You know, so, you know, always trying to make sure that we have a healthy balance. You know, coaching, especially in today's times, is challenging, more so than ever. The demands, the way the calendar shakes out, I mean, it's just, and so making sure that as a head coach, I do a nice job of creating an atmosphere where our coaches and our staff members can work their tails off, but have the time that's necessary to be with their families, to enjoy themselves, to take a break from football so that, man, when they need to be on their A game, it's there for them.
I mentioned this, you alluded it to it right here. So you've embraced this community, the fan base. You've done a great job building this program in a short 2 years. But with the NIL and transfer portal madness, I mean, rules literally change day to day. So I referenced an old interview on Twitter the other day with Adam Brenneman and Jeff Hafley. And he was quite candid about the exhaustion and the challenges of the new era of college football. So for you, for somebody who may not understand the day to day, what is the most challenging aspect of that? And what do you hope to see evolve as time goes on?
I hope there's a consistent model that makes sense. Big picture, the entire year's calendar, from a portal sense, that there's rules and regulations that are consistent across the country when it in regards to name, image, and likeness. You just want a level playing field. And, you know, right now it's just, we still don't know what our roster is going to truly look like until May 1st hits. You know, it's just, you know, normally in February, I don't leave campus, right? Head coaches are there. It's all about your team. I had three different NIL fundraisers in the month of February that required me to be out of town. So more reliance, more trust in your staff, because there's more general manager tasks on my desk than ever. There was no roadmap for that, right? My time with Ricky Bussell as a first-year head coach, my time with James Franklin, my time with Jeff Munkin. I didn't learn anything about name, image, and likeness in the portal from those guys. I learned a ton, but there was no handbook for it. So, we're a transparent program. We're very genuine in our approach, and we've stayed the course with that. I think sticking to the to our belief and philosophy that we don't want anybody to stay at Tech because of money. We don't want anybody to come to Tech because of money. We want guys to want to be here and not enter the portal because they believe this is the best place for them. They're happy and they can be successful. The best path through all of that is transparency. And we have that here.
Last one before we go into rapid fire here. This one comes from Andy Newman, just an absolute legend. So he said, in the past that you wish the run for 3.2 was a different day than the spring game so his players could participate. What role will your players be doing in this year's run? Thank you for being you, embracing all of Virginia Tech's unique characteristics, especially the Corps of Cadets.
Yeah, man, we just spent some time. I appreciate him, and I appreciate him saying that. We just, me and six or seven other coaches were over with the Corps at 5:30 with the Army ROTC. They do what they call their Hokie football agility. It was awesome. And General Fullhart took us on a tour through their new facility, and just a great visit. But, the run to remembrance, I mean, it's, for us to line the stadium, the field, and have those runners come through, it's impactful for the runners and for our players. To take guys to the finish line and really see all the diversity of folks that are crossing that finish line, young, old, black, white, student, non-student, I mean, it's impressive. We're going to have some staff members run it this year, some by choice, some just because I've coerced them into it. But then we're going, our players will be down in that on the field again. We got a spring game to play after that.
Right.
But these guys, they want to be down there. They want to be slapping hands and congratulating folks and cheering them on. So, to me, it's an awesome event.
This episode of the Sons of Saturday podcast is brought to you by the River Course. And look, we talk about greatness all the time. And when you talk about golf, Pebble Beach, Augusta, Bandon Dunes, dare I say Shinnecock, the River Course sits squarely in the middle of this conversation. A top 10 college course in America, according to Golf Digest, and the home for the For Those to Come golf tournament. And look, if you head on down there and you mention Sons of Saturday, we got some hookups for you. 50% off appetizers. Who doesn't like appetizers? 10% off of headwear and apparel at the golf shop. I mean, get yourself a new outfit. Feel good, look good, play good. And the cream of the crop, new annual student memberships will receive a free cart fee, and new adult memberships will receive a free foursome plus a complimentary lunch. The River Course, unparalleled greatness, unparalleled beauty, nestled right in Southwest Virginia.
Hey guys, this is Ollie Jennings III, wide receiver for your Virginia Tech Hokies. When I committed to Virginia Tech football, I committed to the best. That's why I chose Harvey's GM in Radford. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Go to Harvey's GM for all of your vehicle needs. Tell them Ollie sent you. That's Harvey's GM, Tyler Ave in Radford, or go to their website at harveysgm.com for more info.
So we got about 5 minutes here. We're shifting into rapid fire. This is the toughest one you're going to get. If you could have dinner with four people, dead or alive, who's going and where are you eating at?
Greg Allman, Abraham Lincoln, got a long list on this, on these last two. Those two have always been really easy. I don't know, maybe Tom Petty.
Okay.
It'd be hard not to want to have dinner with Tom. I tell you, I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. I mean, to sit down and break bread with him, and, you know, it'd be awesome if you could do those things.
Mm-hmm. You got to ask that's a good Allman Brothers.
I was going to say. So I think one of the more underrated or underappreciated moments is in pregame, where you are introduced on the Jumbotron to the tune of the intro to Midnight Rider. So I got a Midnight Rider question today. If you had one last silver dollar and had to bet on any of your position groups this year, you know, we aren't at spring ball yet, but which position group are you spending that last silver dollar on?
You're going to get me in trouble. we got a competitive environment here. All those guys are wanting me to call their group out right now. But, you know, it's hard not to talk about our wide receivers, you know, in that conversation. I mean, I think those guys, those old guys coming back, really impactful. But there's a group behind them. They're going to supply some really good depth and have bright futures. So just from top to bottom, you know, that unit I'm really excited about.
So we got one from Miss Chantel Lovett. She says, you get stranded on a deserted island with a solar-powered radio. Which five Allman Brothers songs do you hope to be in constant rotation? You leaned really heavily into the Allman Brothers thing, so you're getting a ton of questions of them.
Oh, listen, that's a big part of who I am. Chantel knows it. She knows it. I mean, it's Midnight Rider, it's Ramblin' Man, it's Blue Sky, it's One Way Out, and it's Whipping Post.
Boom.
Boom. That was a confident answer. Yes. Grant Watson says, if you could add another bar to downtown Blacksburg, what would you name it?
Ooh.
It's got to have live music, too. That's our only stipulation.
Yeah, listen, we got to help the scene around here. We really do. You know, I think, you know, it's funny. I've thought about this before. We had a beach place, Nate. We called it Blue Sky. But I don't know if that's right for downtown Blacksburg. I think Ramblin' Man, you call it Ramblin' Man, and it's a live music scene. It's, you know, it's got some country. It's got some Southern rock, some rock and roll, maybe a little bit of acoustic night, you know, be pretty good.
So mine is, look, the NCAA changes another rule and they say, hey, look, like for a spot to add a win to the end of the season, we want you to submit one player to wrestle a grizzly bear, and they guarantee safety. They guarantee safety of the player. But who are you sending to represent Virginia Tech to wrestle a grizzly bear?
I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
Kamari Copeland, got some freak qualities. He reminds me of like a, not a giant grizzly bear, but like a good size one that still was quick and explosive. But then I'm going to tell you, it'd be interesting to throw Xavier Chaplin out there and just see kind of how he did.
Okay.
He reminds me of a grizzly bear.
He doesn't just want to have the fight go down. He wants to analyze it. He wants to use it as a challenge.
Oh, yeah. I like ask you those questions. I'm going to think about them seriously. Like, you
know. As long as Kamari and Xavier aren't squaring up in the locker room to see who would actually, you know, be the first one to win that challenge. Last one here, Coach, from Rich Luttenberger. If you were on Survivor and your staff was your tribe, with whom are you forming a secret alliance and why?
I don't know if I could do that, to be honest. I tell you who's pretty handy and crafty, though, that I know I would want on my side. That's Marv. Marv, yeah, he's got some things to him that would I think would give him the best shot.
Coach, we really appreciate it. I'll give you one more at the buzzer here. Our friend Caroline Miller wants to know, if I can find it really quickly. This is not your first rodeo in Blacksburg. We just spoke to Hunter Couture about how much it's changed in 5 years, so I can imagine it's changed a ton since you were here the first time. But what has surprised you about Virginia Tech, the Hokie fan base, or living in Blacksburg this last 2 years?
You know, I think from when I was here the first time, I know there was excitement around our program, but I've been just so impressed with our fan base and the way they support all of our athletic programs. You know, I've been so impressed with the community and the just, you know, the love for one another, the school, the community, the university. Like, there's just, you know, a really just interesting bond between the two. And I think the way they come out, the Hokie faithful, not just from Southwest Virginia, but from across our footprint, it's impressive. There's a strong, strong loyalty to one another, which I haven't seen in many places.
Coach, we appreciate the time. You got a lot of work to do. We're excited to watch at spring game, and we got our season tickets locked in. We're ready to roll. So best of luck, Coach. We really appreciate you taking the time, and thank you for all you do for Virginia Tech.
Appreciate you guys, too. Thanks for what you do.
Time to wander, tripping in the sand. We smoke out windows, drink till we can't stand. But I saw you dance like you want to in my head. And all that she said is, oh, I know just what you're thinking. Please don't let us sink in. Trash